Luke nodded. "So, what can I do for you, gentlemen?" Kane responded, "Dr. Lawton, you can come with us." "What?" Luke looked from Kane to Larry and back. "What's going on here?" Abel responded, nodding toward Larry. "We told Dr. Patton here we don't want to make a scene, but that is up to you. We can drag you out in handcuffs if that is what you prefer." Luke raised his palms in front of him. "Whoa, whoa! You think I'm a criminal of some sort?" Luke shook his head. "This must be a case of mistaken identity." Kane shook his head. "No, we know who you are. A potential terrorist." Luke's eyes widened. He swiveled his head in an instant toward Larry. "What is he talking about?" Larry shook his head. "That's what I hoped you could tell me."
I don't know anything about anything you're talking about."
Kane took his arm. "Just come with us, Dr. Lawton. We'll discuss this in our office." Larry nodded. "Go with them, Luke. We can't afford a scandal." Luke gave Larry an incredulous stare. He couldn't believe Larry didn't even try to defend him. Kane looked at Larry. "Don't let anyone touch his computer, or you also will be charged with treason." Larry held up his palms. "Understood. No problem." Kane took one arm and Abel the other, and the two men escorted Luke to the elevator. He looked around. Thankfully, most of the others had left for the day, yet he knew the few still in the room would tell everyone tomorrow. They passed Sarah and a few others who had just exited the elevator. She gave him a scrunched brow look. He gave her a small shrug and mouthed the words, "Sorry." Then Luke saw him again. The man from the morning stood behind Sarah. Luke tried to halt his exit, but the agents kept pushing him along.
"Wait, wait, there he is! That's the guy you want to talk to. I think he may know something."
Kane stopped.
"Who?"
He looked around. Luke pointed, but then dropped his arm. The man was gone. Luke's shoulders drooped. "Quit stalling, Dr. Lawton. It will not go well for you." Luke gave Abel an irritated stare as he pointed and stated emphatically,
"He stood right there a minute ago. You need to go find him."
His guards didn't respond. They simply kept leading Luke until he was out of the building and in a waiting black sedan. Abel sat in the back with him while Kane sat in the front.
"Office," Kane said.
A female mechanical voice responded in a tone somewhat melodic, with just a touch of sultry.
"Headquarters. Travel time, 23 minutes.
The car headed out into traffic.